Ah, little lost lamb. So you find yourself walking here, searching for redemption, but I'm afraid I cannot offer such lofty things. For I'm more like a monster, more like a being that you would hide away from in the light. Don't be scared now. You came searching for me, didn't you? You could try, but running is never the option that works for your kind. So what is it? Here to enslave me? Here to condemn me? What does your God deem for me? How corrupt. And yet, I think I'm the honest one here. The victim of something you don't even know that I committed. Do I really seem guilty by association because I'm a monster? Is that how it works? Does any of your laws, your sins, your ways of life even matter? Do you care about them? Or is it just nonsense that you follow like a sheep part of a herd, one that never thinks for yourself? How sad. I pity you, for the chains around you aren't like mine. Mine can be broken, but yours you put on willfully and swallowed the key. Why is that? Me, accused of heresy, maybe. Or maybe I just lost my faith. What then? Would you still blame me? Someone who lost their faith as innocently as anyone else. Isn't that the ultimate judgment that only your God can lay upon me? And yet here you are, making such a disgusted face. Is it because I'm the monster under the bed, or because I'm the monster writhing in your head? I like that one. I'll have to write it down sometime. No, don't get upset. You came here for a reason. No doubt a request. Don't tell me the parish from which you're from. The exorcism that you wished to perform, you couldn't do it. And so you needed a bigger monster to deal with a smaller one. The only difference is it's hilarious that you think that you can bind me, that you can contain me. I'll go along with your little plan, because a sheep like you deserves at least that much. Do you know why? It's a stupid reason, really. I have been bored here, and if you'll let me go, I'll owe you something. It's as plain and simple as that. Do I need a better reason? Maybe you humans do. But I'm not like you. I'm not saying I'm below or above. Just a simple denizen of this realm just like you. And a monster that tends to eat other monsters is the biggest pest of them all. Or the savior himself might give me credit for your job. Do you think he'd let me into heaven? I sure hope not. I wouldn't want to rot with all those stuffy fellows up there. And if you've met half the priests I have, darling, you wouldn't want to be up there either. But you're not going to believe me because I'm a sacrament, but a broken one. My promise with God never came true, but that doesn't mean you have to fall like me. Though I would recommend you watch yourself. Thirsty vampires may try and take your neck. It's the other confidence that you have that I won't do something unspeakable. that you send those chains barreling towards the floor. Those holy ropes conscripted of, what, the hair of some saint? Fuck if I know. But the point is, it bound me here, and yet you let me go, trusting my words. It almost makes me want to be that person you believe I am. Perhaps I'll take you up on the offer and be a better man. But what does it really mean? Is that all you came here for? Your heart's beating quick, and it almost seems like you're somewhat of a pushover, my holy sheep. Why is it that you allow me to get away with this, and all you do is whisper silent prayers beneath your breath? Am I so unholy that you think I would lay hands upon you? Oh, but I could. And that's the delicious sensation of suspense you're feeling. That feeling that I could do whatever I want in this moment. That helplessness that you've released evil into the world. But am I? You wonder, I can tell with your eyes. You're not very good at hiding how you feel, are you, little sheep? Not even in the slightest. In fact, I would argue that you're one of the worst humans I've ever met in terms of hiding how you feel. Ah, fresh air. I can already smell the rot of undeath in the air. You've got yourself quite the pest problem, don't you? I see now, sheep, why you've called upon me. Why you're so desperate as to not rely on your maddened priest. If I'm a monster, then what is he? Never mind that. You might not have the same association, the same denomination. You don't look to me to be Catholic. But maybe I'm just getting senile in my ancient age. Regardless of who you are, I am Alucard, and I welcome you to our momentary truce, that you might enjoy your time with me. But before we go out there, I should warn you, you may die. It's not just because of the zombies, my darling, no. You and that sheepish brain. Can't you smell it? The burning of gunpowder in the air. War is exactly the same as it was 10,000 years before. The only difference is, now it's become so much more twisted, with metal and bullets and fire and brimstone, the likes of which your puny little emotions and imaginations, little sheep, could not do justice, could they? Don't take it personal. My chiding of you is unfair, and even I'll admit that I can be quite judgmental. Though it's not because of no reason at all. It's because of my hatred towards your god. And that is where we're always at odds. That if so many times he let me down, and so many times he had that attitude of me being that mess he couldn't sweep under the rug, and I just couldn't let it go. Like I said, there's nothing to it, little sheep. That was then, and this is now. So, I suggest you put it behind you, as I am doing so graciously. I'm helping you, aren't I? This task that could end you in an instant. One stray bullet, and your life fades away, such a fragile existence. I almost pity it. Are you sure you can suffice with such a frail body for a mission like this? And there it is, your stubbornness persisting. I think I like you. Your stubbornness reminds me of myself and my fervent belief of our Lord. You see, I too used to be a believer. I too was on a holy crusade for such a man in the clouds. And I lost that faith when I was cast aside. So what did I do? Instead of turning the other cheek, I ripped into the flesh of Christ himself. Not literally. Think bigger, sheep. All I did was what I believed in. I took revenge, and I gave in to it. Judge me all you want. Pray for me as much as you like. Even then, I'm afraid I'm far beyond saving, and I don't mind it. That is the price we all pay. But you setting me free must mean... perhaps that family didn't make it this far. The Helsings. Doesn't matter. Right now is what matters. That you've come to my aid. So of course I would return the very human favor of... doing so. I may be a monster in your eyes, but let me make one thing clear. If I wanted you gone, you'd already be lifeless and preferably bloodless right now. But I'm not so uncouth as to be like the other vampires you may have met. I have a way of things. A classic, overlooked, and often trodden on idea of what it means to be someone of power. I live in juxtaposition of what God stands for, but I am not the devil. Instead, I am like you humans, a flawed existence, the closest and furthest from God. But even with all that, I don't wish to talk your ear off, so you should probably hang in there and do watch out for any stray bullets. The zombies are so armed to the teeth. Are you certain you wish to go out there? It's probably not in your best interest with such a frail frame. If you tried and you failed, you really will die. And then there's only one way left. Either you face your maker today, or you give up like I did, craving to see another day, not yet ready to say goodbye to this messed up world. Well, oh my, you do need to be careful, sheep. I've warned you once, but you've nearly died twice. Not because of me, but because of two things I've subverted without you knowing. You see, this place isn't nearly as safe as you think because they use me. Or they used me when I was captive. They feasted on my blood for power. And now they think that I've been incapacitated for so long that I would be weak. But unfortunately for them, it's time. It's finally the moment. A crimson night. To cast them into the abyss. To end their endless undeath. Shall we? Then... Then, as I've said, don't catch a bullet. And you might just survive the night. And off I go. Don't go looking for me. But if you must find me, follow the screams. You let him out, you crazy bitch. Don't move. I'll get that revenge. Best served cold with your blood. Stand real still. Might make this enjoyable and... My, how clumsy of you to walk right into my trap. You bastard! Get out. How shameful. Little sheep, there seems to be a hole in your chest where your heart once was. Now's your choice. Do you accept the curse from me, or accept your own mortality? The crossroads I once faced, I'll offer to you. Ah, sheep, don't be afraid. Being like me and my kin will change you in ways your wildest imagination dare not delve into. Your blood is sweet. Now quickly, before you pass out, drink mine. Drinking as if your life depends on it. But that's not quite right. This is your unlife. A life you can't escape until... well, until a long time has passed. Welcome to the night. Ah, it would seem that you've woken up, little sheep. And to no one's great surprise, this isn't your resting place. Aren't you overjoyed? Do you regret it? Does praying feel that much more empty? I apologize, but I can't rekindle your ties with your lord. However, I can be something of a lord to you. After all, you are one of my kin now. And one, oh, so easy on the eyes. Now, what will you do to live as my consort, concubine or otherwise? Or to give up that right? And to go off on your own. Do beware, your church may not do so well with vampires of my sort. I am Alucard, and I previously had a creed with the Helsing family that has all but passed away. So in their stead, I suppose you could be the replacement. Someone to fulfill that contract. And, if you so desire, you would no longer have to look so lonely as you did, as if you were needing something, the touch, the love of a man. All of that can be yours now. Doesn't it feel amazing, having no... resistance, no reason to resist such longing, such holding. Your chastity, means nothing now that you're an abomination in the eyes of your lord. The ultimate fall from grace. And yet you don't seem as distraught as I thought you would, giving in to it so easily. Suit yourself. If that's how you wish, I will give you what you want, what you crave. It's written all over your face. Attention, love, passion. The things you were denied for your many times at the parish. You were just their plaything. And now, the only difference is you're my plaything. So enjoy such a different life. Or dread it. Either way, you've made your choice now, haven't you? Show me that choice, that honesty. This place is our sanctum. The place where I lost my faith, where I never looked back and enjoyed the devilish things in life so utterly, so perfectly impure, just as you are now. As the skin shows, that bloodless color. And yet it's a nice color, isn't it? The color of your second life, unfettered by such restraint. You're free now. Mostly free to do as I please with you as well. Don't look so excited about that. It was only supposed to intimidate you, but I can see you're of a different sort. Is that how you treat the monster? Instantly on your knees like you're praying. If this is a prayer, then I'm afraid it's the most sacrilegious one of them all. Your prayer using your mouth, not for words. Fear not, for you have sinned far more in other ways, denying the embrace of death. Servicing an enemy. Choosing to persist, I love it. That's what you belong doing. This is your new place in the world. Rejoice, little sheep. Because you deserve this. You need this. Oh, don't be that surprised when you get what you were looking for. How does defeat taste, my little sheep? Yes, but defeat is only the start, the beginning. You need to feel it more earnestly, don't you? This sanctum will be the place of your unholy matrimony to me. You are mine now, and there's no going back from that. A covenant made in flesh with those escaping breaths that could never lie. You are entirely mine. Indeed. It's as you say. This is only the beginning of the myriad things I'm going to do with you, to you, and of course, Do you really think someone as ambitious as me would be through with such a mundane display? Of course not. Shall I elaborate? You see, this body of yours has its manly charms. Every little detail in the right place, just begging to be touched, to be discovered, as you had always known restraint. And yet, where did that restraint get you? Where did that devotion get you? Nothing but following blindly to the plans of a shepherd, and by proxy, your fate was determined, signed into reality, when the Lord forsake you as he did me. Or was that bullet that I accidentally hit you with me, the one who made it happen? In truth, I thought you would lay flat, but you just had to look up at that moment. It's an unfortunate accident. But at least, unlike that hypocrite up there, I right the wrongs and admit to them. I gave you the greatest gift I could. Not only solving your loneliness that I saw in your eyes from the start long before that new hole for my gun. You were dying already, and now you're dead, but alive, a vampire. Like me. What's more, you're not alone. You are my consort, my concubine, my partner in this maddened world. Not the first, and likely not the last, but for now, inseparably together. That's what these arms wrapped around you should say. As cold and powerful as your wildest dreams. And your eyes tell me, you always dreamed of something like this. A powerful man that you could spend eternity with. Now, where's the downside in that? Caressing this body, it's clear it craves more. More of my unholy seed, even deeper than before. What say you, O former holy sheep? You don't look so devout right now. In fact, the more I kiss down your sides, the more I'm coming to a conclusion that you were never locked up in the faith. You were just following what you thought would get you the most, don't you think? Your greed will suit you better this way. Now you feel it, don't you? That tightness in your belly, that feeling of it all coming down. That's your arousal speaking for you. I can feel it, you know. The more I touch you, the more I tantalize that body, the more it's perfectly suited to me. Now, as the finishing touch of the first act, I'll have to ensure you don't forget this moment. Is my serpentine and holy tongue too much for your cock to handle? Good. And so it begins then. Squirm for me. It entices me, that honesty. Ah. satisfied, or simply can handle the pleasure regardless. Fear not. Fear not, my impatient sheep, for I will treat you like the animal of lust you truly are, lustful, greedy, and oh so adorable in your frustration. I feel it. Now that we are nearly joined as man and man, shall we see if you're even capable of taking this much cock? You should know by now, it will not be an easy task. Not for a greenhorn like you, who barely knows the world of sex. Don't look so scared. I never said I would be rough with you. But that doesn't make it less daunting, does it? Overly gentle doesn't always mean easy for you to handle. Do you feel that? The endless rubbing and grinding. Our bodies are so compatible. And this bed was never made for the lovemaking of monsters. A sentiment you still don't resonate with, but you'll soon understand when you're crying out like a banshee. Then I'll be savoring the meal. Itadakimasu. Your tightness is exquisite. Your inside sublime, and the feeling of your anticipation, the payout, and the endorphins rushing you like demons out of hell. Now it's perfect. You can savor every last moment of this lovemaking only monsters could ever know. How your eyes say it feels too good to be true. But I assure you, when your mind snaps like a twig, you'll be begging for more, or maybe for it to stop. Depending on how much you value your sanity, at least your mortal standard of it, you are no longer that. You're so much more. And importantly, you're mine. As if your insides couldn't have taken my shape anymore. That interesting little distension and the panic in your stuttered, brisk breaths. The hitched breaths are the ones that are my favorites. Down you go and up again. That's it. The full length of my cock. You will learn to treasure it. But your eyes say it's too much. Don't be that way. Certainly you can take it as my one partner. There is oh so much love to give you, as you're the only one now. As someone who had 8 to 10 at once, hundreds at other times, you should be fortunate to get the exclusivity, the monopoly on my lovemaking. This is your right. Your privilege. Take it. That's it. Yes. Yes. Like that. Exactly like that. Does it feel that good? Good, as it should. Take every inch and savor it. Just worship it while it stretches your insides. No longer do you have to worry about the petty limitations of the flesh. You've ascended much more than you ever thought you could, didn't you? Now you're mine. You're mine in every way. There is no escape. Not a single thing you could do to ever change your fate in any way. And that debauchery, that fall from grace, I love it. I love seeing you fall. So fall for me. Fall for me in the worst, most despicable, sacrilegious way. Fall for me. And take every last drop while you're at it. My fingers sinking almost as deep. Well, as I'm sure your mind is fixated on that deep pulsating cock inside you, or maybe it's the sharp fangs in your neck, so adequately adapting you to your new life. And they said I wasn't a saint. How pathetic of them. Face it now. You're mine now. Don't look down. Look at me. That's it. Chin up. Because this is your afterlife now. If it's any consolation, what you believed in was likely a cult. Nothing like you thought it was. Even the Catholics, given the priest that they have, I don't believe that there's anyone who's in their right mind about God. So if you insist on being still faithful, I'll respect it. Just don't expect God to forgive you for becoming an abomination. Fair warning. Or maybe that heart is so untainted that God would forgive you. Can you remain that way? Now I'm deathly curious. Let's find out, shall we? This shall be fun. A bet made between me and you of what goes first. Your sanity, your faith, or perhaps your infatuation with me. I'll enjoy every moment. So you should too. Won't you? Just for me.